Amarillo in the morning. Of course, we would have to be leaving before the sun gets up, so I won't get to get my beauty sleep. They've really been making fun of me because they've all been to the beauty shop, and here I am in all my radiant beauty as usual, with my hair stringing down my back. But I haven't really cared how I've been licking with my hair the past few days, so I don't roll it at night. But, you know, there's so many boys at Wayland to impress anyway, and oh, I just want to look my best for them. Well, I pulled a snotty today. I cut my Spanish class. I really don't care too much for... I can't see any use in going anymore because every test we've had in there, I've made an F on except the first one, and I made a C, so I figure there's not too much. There's quite a bit, or not too much I can do to bring my grade up anyway. But I'm hoping maybe I'll come out with a pretty good grade point and everything else. I made a B in English, then a C in my other English class, and then probably about a C in my child development, so I'm really going to tell Sandy how to bring up that kid of y'all. If not by the book, then by the hand. We're having a child development school there in my class that we've taken over, and we've got about 12 little 4- and 5-year-old kids down there that we're going to have them for about 3 weeks. And boy, they are the cutest little things. There's not one in there that isn't cute. And we have one little Spanish boy that everybody's supposed to have some kid that they observe, and he's the little boy that I observe, and oh, he just gets so carried away at times, and boy just blurts out a long string of Spanish words that nobody knows what he's saying, and oh, he just gets to tickle and just laughs. But he really is cute. Yes, Don and I are still going together, and the situation is still as it is, except it's a whole lot better. Of course, it never was bad, but I've really been enjoying his company here lately. I guess more really than what I ever have been, because as you go with a person longer, I guess you get to think, or you think more like he does. You know how you feel about another person. I feel about him just about like you feel about Sandy. But they were having tech homecoming tomorrow, but we weren't going to go to that. Of course, I really can't say that I'd miss any, since I'm such a great fan of tech anyway. I don't know if Mom and Daddy's told you, but Mr. Campbell died. You know, Lenny Campbell, the English teacher there in high school, it was her husband. Don and I went to the funeral yesterday, and she's always been such a real good friend to us, so we thought we owed her at least the courtesy, or, well, not courtesy is not the right word, but, you know, of going. I swear I got so mad. Don and I got there to the church about 10 minutes before we thought the funeral was to start. Well, we got in there, and it was supposed to start at 3:30 instead of at 3. Well, we looked down at the front, and there was the janitor just vacuuming away, just like, no, he didn't have a care in the world. And they had the casket pushed to one side, and it just looked so gross. You would not imagine. Well, Don and I left and came back. And, about 25 minutes later, I guess, and he was still down there. So we went ahead and stood down and just really talked about how gross we thought it was, him vacuuming under the flowers there, and the church was filling up. In fact, the church was almost completely filled before he even stopped. And he kind of turned around, gave everybody a little smile, and went on about his business, just without a care in the world. Well, I guess it's my turn for my car to start playing tricks. I went downtown, and when I was driving back, my car started missing. So now I guess I'm going to have to take it to the hospital and let it stay in there a while, so I don't know what's wrong with it. I guess you can't have everything like you want it all the time. Well, I guess I better let you go. If I could hold on to you, boy, but you take care of yourself. And have you heard from Dwight? I saw his mother yesterday at the funeral, and she said that she hadn't heard from him yet, but was hoping to get a letter from him. But please send word if you hear from him. And this is your jolly little sister. You be careful. You hear it down the back.
Now, you want to disregard all that stuff that she said in here about this this Don. Yeah, that's too loud. She's hollering about it again, but you understand. They just can't afford to get serious. She's just bound to have other boyfriends on the scene. I can't figure out why she wants to settle for one so quick for her. Well, I listened to Terry and I both record, and I thought I always sounded so suave and so sophisticated in my talking, and if I don't sound like the, I don't know, so kiddish. Oh, say, we went to Lions Club meeting the other night. They invited the ladies every fifth Tuesday night. They have the ladies to come in, and we had the best speaker. He was from England. He is serving as the the pastor of the St. Christopher's Episcopalian Church there in Lubbock, and he and the pastor of that church have exchanged churches. And he brought his slides and talked a little bit about England. And that's the most beautiful country. I have never seen such beautiful gardens in all my life. They're very formal, and some of them are, Japanese gardens, you know, that type. But my, they're pretty. And Dub and three other men sang in a quartet, and they did a real good job. In fact, I think they've had two or three offers to sing again and plan to have the whole program, I believe, for one of their Lions Club meetings some Wednesday soon. I guess you were loaded with trick-or-treaters on Halloween night. Do they even know anything like that over there? We had a few to come by our house. Of course, that was the night that we were gone to the Lions Club meeting, and we left a babysitter home with the kids, and they ate everything that I fixed, and Suzanne said there were about four kids that came by later and didn't have anything for them. But the kids, Dub took the kids out before we went to our meeting, and they came back with a sack full of candy and all. So they thoroughly enjoyed themselves. Suzanne decided she was too big this year to go trick-or-treating, so she and Dana stayed in. But the boys shared with her. I was real proud of them. Every once in a while, they surprised the heck out of me and do something like that. Well, by looking at little sister Terry, Sandy and I decided a while ago that she couldn't go with us if she didn't do something to her hair.